You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Do you mind explaining the free period products policy and how these products will be implemented?
Free period products were announced yesterday into all primary, intermediate and secondary schools in the country as of June. This year, they will be available for schools to opt in to this program, and that will mean that they will have enough products for the girls who need them within their schools, girls and young women who need them within their schools. It follows a really successful pilot program that we've had operating over the last year in 15 schools in Kura in Hamilton, and the results of that showed us that there's a huge need for this within the country, and so this has been rolled out to every school.
What kind of checks and balances are you're going to have on schools to make sure that it's being implemented properly and making sure that the products get to the girls that need it?
Yeah, so that's a really good question. So we've had a lot of work that we've been doing with the regional offices, and that's been an important part of the project so far and the pilot so far, is that the regional office in Hamilton has been working with the schools and making sure of exactly that. So that same work is being rolled out now with the regional offices and the connections that they are having with the schools to ensure that it's being implemented well and that the girls are receiving what they need.
That sounds great. So many students have commented that along with the products, they'd like access to more education surrounding period care, product options, and who they can reach out for to help them. Will this be addressed within health classes at schools?
Yes, so absolutely. This has been a big part of what we've found in the pilot. Exactly what you've said is that the girls are crying out for more information around period, what's going on with their periods. For a start, some of them told us that they've never even heard about anything about periods before getting their own, and they really want to see that education happening. So we have put that into the budget so far to look into that. There will be a small component to that looking at resources to help support schools, but this is going to be ongoing because at the same time we're doing a refresh of the curriculum, and that's incredibly important that that's a big part of the health curriculum that we have. Now, I said yesterday to the girls that a long, long time ago when I got my first period, that was something that was a bit of a stigma around that. I didn't know what has happened to me or what had happened, and I'm really concerned that we're still in 2021 and that is still happening, and we're also still not able to talk about periods freely, and yet it's happening to 50% of the country. So it's something that I want to see break down. So the education component to me is incredibly important.
When it comes to education regarding period and period health, do you think this is something you'd expect to be taught at home as well as at school, despite the big stigma around talking about periods?
Absolutely, and I think that this can flow through that, you know, those conversations that schools have around the health curriculum with their school communities, this is something that they can actually have an open conversation around how homes can support in this area. So it's got to be a well-rounded approach, but I think schools do have a big part to play as well.
So in Scotland, period products were made free to anyone who needs them. Do you have any long-term plans or ideas to expand this project to include the wider population of New Zealand?
I think that will be an ongoing conversation. And one of the things for me, and this puts my Minister for Women's hat on here, is that I'm really looking forward to seeing the results of what happens in Scotland, because I think that it's really good to look at what's happening in other areas of the world and then be able to see, would that be appropriate here in this country? So it is something that I'm really looking forward to having future conversations around.
Finally, period products are just very expensive in general, and since we represent the university and university students who are notorious to not have enough money to spend on such things, do you think that there may be potentially a removal of the GST tax on period products in the far future or near future?
So this is something that a couple of people have spoken to me about over the last 24 hours. And again, that's an ongoing conversation that I would really like to be involved with and be interested in hearing about. I know that I've got a few people that are already lobbying me in this area. And again, it puts my Minister for Women's hat on here, is that I would really love to be involved in those conversations and see where we can go with this, because you know, I think that you're right in the fact that there are many groups in society that this is a big struggle for them, and so let's see what we can do. But we haven't got any plans at the moment, but I am really, really keen to have those conversations.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.